My guest on Simply Folk is the winner of the 2014 Wisconsin Singer-Songwriter Contest, which is held annually in Mequon by the folks who put on the great Singer-Songwriter series there every year. There's a lot of tough competition and a lot of great songwriting talent in Wisconsin, and Zach Petrini of Milwaukee emerged right on the top. Welcome to Simply Folk, Zach.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Yeah, and you've been doing some wonderful songwriting.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And so why don't we start right out with a song? What would you like to start with?
Sure. This song's called Do You Love Me?
I still remember the first day that we met. You walked into my loneliness. You were all that I could see, pretty as can be. My broken little heart had skipped a beat. You walked down from your apartment to the street, where I was pacing nervously. My eyes caught your gaze, a world of misty haze, finally standing face to face. There was a lump in my throat when I tried to speak, and I could hardly stand on these two shaking feet. You were all that I wanted, you were all that I would need. And just one question still for answering all, do you love me? My dear. And before long, you were right there in my dreams. You occupied my restless sleep. Made it easier to be, easier to breathe, easier to rest in these sheets. And I knew that one day we would be wed, spying the fights and arguments. Cause the worst that it could be is in love and angry. So hell, let's get married. There was a lump in my throat when I tried to speak, and I could hardly stand on these two shaking feet. You were all that I wanted, you were all that I would need. And just one question still for answering all, do you love me? Do you love me? Oh, do you love me? My dear, there was a lump in my throat when I tried to speak, and my legs were shaking, so I got down on one knee. You were all that I wanted, you were all that I would need. And just one question still for answering all, do you love me? My dear.
And that's the first song on your newest recording, right?
Yep.
So are you married?
I am, yeah. Yeah, that was for my wife. She gets a song and album is the deal we have. So, yeah, this was the first happy one that I wrote her. So
that's a great song, and
thanks.
It is a happy song. It's got a happy spirit. And,
yeah.
But I understand that you were sort of battling depression when you were writing this album. And
yeah, yeah. It's something that it's kind of with me, pretty regularly. I'm not sure it's a, something that you can always be like, it's over and done with. So yeah, it's something that I navigate. The record that I wrote before this one was kind of in the depths of it for sure. This was kind of more on the tail end, and so it's funny, we kind of say that this is a bit of like a bipolar album, because you've got songs that are like really sad and then a few that are like particularly happy. This one, the one I wrote for my daughter. And so my family's, they're really good about leveling me out. So it's nice to have them, yeah.
Yeah, it provides a lot of stability and continuity, doesn't it?
Absolutely. In a world that's like totally not stable, or, just trying to make it in music, it's very rocky and crazy. And so to have some people to keep you grounded is really awesome.
Right. Yeah, it is. Well, and I saw on your website that you have a quote from, I think it's Kierkegaard, about the poet kind of being a tortured soul and having so much suffering inside, but then having these beautiful words come out. And do you identify with that?
Yeah, yeah, very much so. And I'll be totally honest, the keyboard player, Eric, he formatted all our website. So he picked that quote for me.
Oh, he
but
did?
It was based on a conversation or a couple that I think we've had. And I do very much identify with that in that, you know, I don't think you write the best songs when everything is great and cozy. It's from being in a place of discontent and choosing to, like, still continue and choosing to keep fighting. You know, I think that's where some of my best songs have come from. And so, yeah, it makes sense to me. You know, life, I think it's a little too boring if it's not, if you're not raging at something, I guess.
Well, and music is a language that we have available to us that English really doesn't have quite enough to express life, does it?
No. No, it does not. So I'm glad we have music, because otherwise, yeah, I don't know where I'd be. So,
did you grow up with music in your family?
Kind of. We're an interesting family. It's like you get one in each pocket of the family. So I had actually one of my uncles was a very accomplished singer, songwriter, producer. But you know, in my immediate family, not really. My mom, I think she played the clarinet. None of my other brothers really play. One of my brothers played guitar a little bit, you know, but really I was the only one in our immediate family who really went with it. You know, I got a guitar in like sixth grade. And my parents were like, if you still want to do it a year from now, we'll get you lessons. And like, they were probably like walking in my room, and like I was strumming a guitar, not knowing how to play it, but just like desperate to learn, you know, air guitaring on a guitar. But yeah. So yeah, I was kind of the only one.
So you got the lessons, I guess?
Got the lessons for not very long. Yeah, had an interesting guitar teacher. We didn't really click. I got him for about 8 months, and that was enough. I had been writing songs before that. Obviously, none of them were any good, probably for most of my life. But the guitar lessons were helpful to, like, navigate songwriting and, yeah.
So you started writing even before? I mean, as a, like, a...
Yeah.
Teenager? Or?
Yeah, like in like sixth, seventh grade. Just always really connected with music. I always really loved it. I always really loved words and stories. That's what I love, I think, most about music is getting, like being able to just tell a story that it comes at you in several different ways. Like you have actually what's going on here, but then these different, I guess, tones or colors that you get to paint with a guitar.
Layers and layers you can find and uncover.
Yeah. So that always really connected with me, and it was just kind of, it was fun to let the music side of it catch up. Again, catch up to not much. I probably wasn't any good at songwriting until I was like most of the way done with college, but yeah.
You're making up for it now. Why don't we have another song?
Yeah, sure. This one is called Divided Highway. Out where the highway divides, you go your way, I'll go mine. And I'll check the rear view mirror for brake lights. Just keep on driving. You never won for long goodbyes or really feelings of any kind. Love got hard, you just run away and hide. I'll keep on driving. I'm remembering the last time you looked me in the eye and said I love you. And this long while feeling I might die because it weren't true. It weren't true. Out where the highway it bends, we
start our lives in other places. You'll marry him, and I keep on wandering through all of this. I'm remembering the last time you looked me in the eye and said I love you. And there's a long while feeling I might die because it weren't true. It weren't true. This highway will end. I hope the same's with my regrets. We're long past love, like an exit that we missed. But just keep on driving. I'm remembering the last time you looked me in the eye and said I love you. Long while feeling I might die because it weren't true. And the last time you looked me in the eye and said I love you. And this long while feeling I might die because it weren't true. It weren't true.
Divided Highway. A lot of symbolism in that song.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, it is kind of the opposite of the one that you sang first.
Yeah.
That's a very sad song.
It's a very sad one. Yeah. I was working on it driving up to Door County with my family. We were taking a couple day vacation, and it was one of those one of those songs that kind of half writes itself. We were driving and I saw the sign. It says like highway divides in 1 mile or whatever. And you see this picture of like two arrows pointing in opposite directions and they're like right next to each other. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like terribly sad. Like two humans. When a relationship goes wrong, you feel like you've been with this person your whole life. You understand them, you get them, you're standing next to each other. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, nope. And so that one was just kind of drudging up, you know, some old hurts, but also looking at, I think I was watching, it was the movie Mud. It's a really interesting movie. It's like a coming-of-age movie of this young boy, and he's, like, trying to navigate through all these different pictures of love that are in his life and what's, like, worth fighting for and what's not. And there's just a couple scenes about his parents who are just on the edge of, like, getting a divorce, and you see these two people who are under the same roof but just in totally different worlds. And so, yeah, it was nice. Then I was up in beautiful Door County getting to, like, tweak this song that basically was most of the way done. You know, it was sad enough as it was. So, yeah, it was
a nice place to be writing.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Well, nice, you mentioned Door County, but were you born and raised in Chicago, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And you live now in Wisconsin?
I'm in Wisconsin. We've kind of been poking around all of Milwaukee. But right now we're specifically in Mequon, but in and out of the city, moving to it this September. So we're there, we're not. It's like the life of a musician, I guess. You never stay in one place too long.
No, you don't. And you gig pretty frequently, it looks like.
Yeah, it's been a really busy year. Took two tours this year. Probably play 3 to 4 times a month around the Midwest. So, yeah, it's been pretty busy.
Well, and I should add for listeners that we're hearing you with your guitar and your voice, and that's it, as
correct,
a singer-songwriter. However, when you gig, it's a whole different story.
It's a full band, yeah. Yeah, and it's a great band. There's some awesome musicians, a lot of just really seasoned vets, some guys who've been around the block. They know this genre. They can like rest. They're great guys, great musicians. Yeah. So it's a five-piece, including myself. It's keys, electric guitar, bass, and drums, and then myself. So, yeah.
It's nice when you have a really seasoned, high-caliber band around you because you can really get inspiration from each other.
Yeah, and that's what I'm so excited. These guys kind of came in to the process a little late. So this is the newest album is what I'm playing stuff off of. But they weren't with me when I recorded it. That was kind of a different story there. But so they came in late and have kind of been like tweaking, haven't really been able to like let them loose yet in a sense. So I'm really excited. We're already talking about getting back in the studio again. We got a bunch of songs that need recording. And so it's going to be fun to just like let them go and see kind of where we end up. So
when you write, you're the primary songwriter,
yep.
Obviously, and are they starting to write parts and things like that with you?
Or? Yeah, we have yet to really dive into it. Kind of how we've worked so far, I play a bunch of instruments, not like really well, but the process is usually I'll come up with the skeleton, I'll like melody, vocals, all that stuff. Sometimes other parts, more just for feel, and then I kind of say, go nuts, you know, like here's roughly where I want it. But I think for this one, we're going to see how this works out of just me coming with a skeleton to a rehearsal and the five of us just vibing on it and seeing where we get, you know. If that doesn't work, I don't know. We'll see. I hope it does because that could be really awkward. But yeah.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will. Well, let's have another song. What would you like to do next?
Yeah, this one is called Dance. I wrote this one for my my little two-year-old. She likes to dance to this one, so yeah.
In your boots, in your shoes, whatever you choose. Pearl snaps, tongue tied, you ain't got too much to lose. Now this ain't right, then I don't know what it is. After all, we only got one life to live. Tomorrow we can regret, but tonight is all there is. So tonight, dance, clap your hands, little girl. Dance, clap your hands, little girl. With your curls and your pearls on the floor, you start to twirl. You're pushing back your hair, laughing like a little girl. This ain't right, and I don't know what it is. After all, we only got one life to live. Tomorrow we can regret, but tonight is all there is. So tonight, dance, clap your hands, little girl. Dance, clap your hands, little girl. This ain't right, and I don't know what it is. After all, we only got one life to live. Tomorrow we can regret, but tonight is all there is. So tonight, so tonight. Dance, clap your hands, little girl. Dance, clap your hands, little girl.
Dance is the name of the song, also on your new recording called Highways and Heartaches, and that's your fourth recording, right? That's great.
Yeah, it feels good. To know that I haven't had to like quit or stop or, you know, that... It was kind of a fear of mine for sure. So it feels really good to be back on it and still doing it. So, yeah.
That's a happy, sparkly kind of a song.
Yeah, it was when my daughter was a little bit younger, we would put her in this little bouncy chair while we got ready. And just as an exercise, I would just like grab a guitar and try and just make up stuff that rhymed at least. And so my wife was taking a little longer probably than usual to get ready. And so I had some time to kill and we were sitting there and that one made her like jump. And as I was going, I was like, you know what? This isn't actually that bad. I'm going to like keep working on this one. We're going to actually use this. So yeah, so it's a fun one. She asks for it sometimes. There's two songs on the record that when we're in the car, she'll ask for, and usually that's one of them.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
Did you ever study poetry or English on a formal basis?
No. I took a creative writing class here and there. It was really one of those things that it was I just was like so immersed in story and music, I think, growing up, that that's really what it, like you kind of get relative form, I guess, conflict and resolution and, you know, stuff like that. And mm-hmm. So, but I've always, again, like just loved words and music in particular really connected with me. I had, I don't know exactly how to say this. My eyes wouldn't actually work together when I was like a kid to like read. So I think actually sometimes when I think about why I connect so well to music, it's just because like I love stories, but I couldn't actually like participate in this part of ingesting stories. So it was like music was just the thing that I like clung to.
So audio was more powerful for you.
Yep. So yeah, that's the only explanation I have for it anyway. So,
so what's next for you, Zach?
Yeah, next is hopefully getting back in the studio as soon as possible. I've been talking to a friend about what that's going to look like and starting some kind of like pre-recording talk and A-B-ing stuff with different records that I really like that I'm hoping to kind of aim towards. But I've got a few songs that we just need to finish up, I think, before we really have like a full record's worth of material that we're going to get back in for. So that's a big part. We're kind of just like structuring everything out, making good internal systems so we can kind of run with this project. And part of that is touring, figuring out that, you know, this last year it was crazy trying to make it work with everybody else who has like full-time jobs and all that stuff. And it's not easy. So trying to figure out a good system for that. But we're looking to tour. I'm hoping that we're back on the road in October. So we'll see there. But those are probably the two big things. And then, you know, I don't know. Take over the world or
maybe Wisconsin.
At least Wisconsin. Yeah. We'll settle for Wisconsin. Yeah.
For folks who want more information about, you've got a really great Facebook page and a great website. And Pietrini is actually Pietrini.
Yeah. And a little fact, if you just put Zach Pie in Google, that's enough.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, that's easy to remember.
Yeah, that's super easy.
Yeah, and there's a lot of music and some videos and and you doing a tiny desk concert audition. And,
yep. So yeah, freezing cold in a garage, in Wisconsin in like January,
We've got time for one more song. What would you like to finish with?
Yeah, this song's called Everyone's Getting Famous But Me.
Oh, this is the one with that great line about the sparrow. Love that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
this is a fun one. Go to never grow up, stay until they blow up. In a band, man, where else would you be? Out dancing every night, don't sleep until daylight. Living life with no responsibilities. And I'm jealous, I'll admit, oh, it's a life I wanna live. I've been trying quite unsuccessfully. Looking failure in the face as I try to make my way. Nothing turning out as it seems, 'cause everyone's getting famous but me. Packing up the stuff and moving on to Tennessee. Everyone's getting famous but me. The name up in the lights. Oh, everyone's getting famous but me. Packing up the stuff and moving on to Tennessee. Everyone's getting famous but me.
the name up in the lights, the name up in the lights, and they're drinking for free. And they're drinking for free. Is this where I've been choosing, singing songs with no end for so long? Now I can hardly breathe, and I keep writing these words, considering the birds and lilies of every beautiful field. But a sparrow's not a human, nor a bird don't have to pay rent. I'm seeing a couple inconsistencies, and it's not about a paycheck, it's just about some respect in hell. I don't want to keep doing this for free, 'cause everyone's getting famous but me. Packing up the stuff and moving on to Tennessee. Everyone's getting famous but me. The name up in the lights. Oh, everyone's getting famous but me. Packing up the stuff and moving on to Tennessee. Everyone's getting famous for me. The name up in the lights. The name up in the lights. Oh, with the name up in the lights, and they're drinking for free. And they're drinking for free. Yeah, they're drinking for free. Whoa, oh, oh, whoa, whoa, oh, oh, whoa. The name up in the lights. The name up in the lights. Oh, with the name up in the lights. And they're drinking for free. And they're drinking for free.
Everybody's getting famous but me. What a great song.
Thanks. Thank you.
And I was listening to that earlier, and it struck me because how many deep-feeling poets and artists and musicians have that frustration of being so good at what they do and not being able to pay the rent.
Yeah.
You captured that so beautifully and succinctly.
Thanks.
In that one line or a couple of lines, it's just great. I can't guarantee your name in lights, but we can put your name on the website.
Thank you. That's the equivalent. That's the internet equivalent. Thank you.
Thanks for coming, Zach. It's
Thank
been
you so
a real
much for
pleasure
me.
To hear your music, and thanks for sharing your time and your talent with Wisconsin Public Radio listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me and for putting it up. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.